Iggy and Me by Jenny Valentine. Read by Charlotte Strevens. Iggy and Me.
My name is Flo, and I have a little sister. When she was even smaller than she is now, my little sister changed her name. One morning, she woke up and she just wasn't called it anymore. It was very confusing. We were sitting up in my bed making snowflakes. She woke me up early to make them. My sister often comes into my bed in the mornings before I am quite ready for good news or making things. There were tiny bits of paper all over the sheets and the floor. That's how she got me to sit up, by sprinkling them on my face. My sister had only just got good with scissors, and she found it very exciting. We were supposed to make snowflakes out of old magazines, because we're not allowed to use new paper for stuff unless we have a very good reason, like a birthday, or a sorry or a thank you letter. Snowflakes were not a very good reason, and even though I told my sister that more than twice, she was using new paper because she so wanted them to be pure, bright white with no writing on them. "Look at mine," she said, holding up snowflake number 27. "Very good," I said. "Can I have the scissors now?" "I'm using them," she said.
"You're not?"
"I am in a minute." "Sam," I said, because that was my sister's name. "You have to share."
"My name's not Sam," she said.
I didn't say anything because I thought it was just her annoying way of not sharing. I didn't realize she was serious, and I had to wait ages for the scissors. Later, we were all in the kitchen in our pajamas. On not school days, we always eat breakfast with pajamas on, sometimes even lunch.